food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
So many things to organize, so many ways to get it done during the Store More, Save More event at the Home Depot. Now it's easier than ever with clear Sterilite storage containers in tons of styles and sizes, from extra large bins to water-resistant containers and more, starting at just $1.18 each. Order online for fast and easy pickup. It's a good time to be a doer and for getting organized with help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Kathleen Maloney. It's the last day for House impeachment managers to make a case for removing President Trump from office.
President Trump, to this very day, refuses to accept the unanimous assessment of intelligence community and law enforcement professionals that Russia interfered in the 2016 campaign and poses a threat to the 2020 presidential election.
Lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff at the Senate trial. The president's defense team makes its case starting tomorrow. A larger number of U.S. troops than originally thought were hurt when Iran attacked military bases in Iraq.
The Pentagon's top spokesman says 34 troops have now been diagnosed with concussions from the Iranian missile attack. Half those American troops have returned to duty in Iraq.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Last week, the Pentagon said only 11 U.S. troops were hurt in that attack. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, Adam Schiff.
Crack, don't smoke a cigarette.
A dry January, that means I'll be whiskey free. I'll take the money that I save and give to charity. I'll stop using plastic straws for all the turtles' sake. I'll toss away this vape pen and pass on the cupcakes. With the help of Marie Kondo, I'll be organized, you'll see. I'll ride that Peloton bike my now ex-wife gave back to me. And as far as my pro-Trump dad, I'll have more empathy. Gonna get a Rosetta Stone and teach myself Chinese. The new year is brand new already, I'm two bottles in. I'm sorry, Jerry's kids, the cash went to the Jameson. And I apologize, Mother Earth, but those paper straws, they suck. Got baked out of my mind and robbed a hostess truck. Can't speak a lick of Mandarin, Megadad's blocked from every app. Everything I own's draped over this damn Peloton crap. I've come to this conclusion, I'm no good at resolutions. I'm gonna put them on a shelf. Be happy with myself. Kids, be happy with yourself.
That is great advice. By the way, if you made a resolution or a commitment, oh, there's that episode with the dog.
And
the
dog was, man, you scared me. I thought you were going to start.
We, other than Fox News, we live in Mayberry. The last hour of the show. Where was I going with this?
Back to Mayberry.
Something positive.
Hold on. No, wait. Hang on a second. I need an update.
Claire!
There
okay.
We go.
He's back.
There we go.
One in four people, only one in four people have kept a resolution through this third week of the month.
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
In fact, a month ago today, it was Christmas Eve.
Oh, gosh.
Man. I know. All right, Mom Nut, you've waited long enough.
Yeah, it was a brief hold. Truth to tell, I was thinking he was the one that ran for president in like 68, but I think I was thinking of Pat Paulson.
Pat Paulson.
But did Truth to tell run?
Yeah, Pat Paulson, who was a regular on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour.
Smothers Brothers, yeah.
And I was a huge Smothers Brothers fan as a kid. I thought they were funny, and I could imitate Tommy Smothers. I could recite whole sides of their album. He was their presidential candidate, and he was a total deadpan. And he talked like this, very slowly, kind of like a droopy voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then for emphasis, he would pound the desk he was sitting at like that.
Table bangers.
You know, he was really worked up, making a strong point. Yeah, that was him.
But anyway, my request, I don't know if y'all had this, But the Women of Fox News, do you have that?
Yeah, but God, half of them are gone. That song is kind
of
old.
Ex-Women of Fox News?
Yeah. The guy that did that should be updating it. Hey, has anybody seen that that great movie called, what is it, Bombshell? About all the sexual harassment in Fox News?
Oh, no.
That's another, pardon my terminology here, but I think it's accurate, another masturbatory exercise by the Hollywood left. Because they are so obsessed and hate Fox News so much that they spent millions to produce a movie, including Charlize Theron and who was the other one, to show just what an evil empire Fox was. But they seem to forget, just like most of our Washington, D.C. politicians forget. They have no idea what America cares about. None.
Nope.
Only one man does. That's Donald Trump. And it's amazing 3 years after he was elected how few get it. First president to show up at the March for Life rally.
Thank you.
Very first. And said something that none of them have the guts to say because they're afraid of the feminazis, they're afraid of the networks, they're afraid of the Washington Post and the New York Times, who seem to think it's really cool to terminate babies in progress. And he said, every child is a sacred gift.
That's right.
And unless we all begin to embrace that, we are a doomed culture.
True.
Because we have people here that go crazy if you're not giving attention to a puppy or an animal. Not that you shouldn't, but they seem to care a lot more about that than they do human beings.
Very true.
And that is sick.
Happy hour. Who says?
It is weird.
But anyway, I found it. I'll play it for you. It's been 100 years since we've... Amanda, please listen to me. I'm going to play it for you.
All right. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, buddy.
You too.
8 minutes after 5 o'clock, keeping you comfortable. That's what Clark's does. A Clark's Club membership, I sound like a total hypocrite saying this, can save you a lot of money. I had a chance to have them save me a lot of money. Did I call him when I got my first ridiculous electric bill?
No.
No.
Did I call him when I got my second ridiculous electric bill?
No.
How about the third?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah. Gee. Maybe it's my unit, the one outside.
Yeah, but of course.
But sure enough, within an hour, because I'm a member of the Clark's Club, they had a technician out, took the panels off. What do you know? It's clogged up with grass clippings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was working at about 10% efficiency. I was very fortunate. While I stupidly paid hundreds in extra electric costs, I was very lucky it didn't melt down.
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't burn up going to thermal overload.
It was close. It was getting to that point.
Yep.
And I'm proud to say that after paying a $550 electric bill just a few months back, the one that I just got recently, $110.
Ooh.
You want a system that runs efficiently. You want people that can look, you know, for trouble brewing before you get stuck replacing it. Because a system should last 20 to 30 years. You just need to have some TLC. And on this show, TLC means the love of Clark's. 277-2125. Incredibly talented plumbers and Clark's Club members are guaranteed urgent care service when you call. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama, certification number 99004. Ron.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Ron.
Yes.
First time caller. I've been listening to you for pretty much the first time you came to town.
All right.
But, I heard you were saying that they are that illness in China and they closed McDonald's and
theaters
Starbucks a little bit.
Yeah, public gathering spots,
exactly.
Airports, too.
Yeah.
Libraries.
Well, it kind of reminds me of a song. Kind of goes, you know, kind of a dad version. So they were kung flu fighting. Because that virus was fast as lightning.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
So maybe another thing
here.
So, all right.
Hey, great call.
Yes.
That was awesome. Hysterically got us rolling in here.
Yeah. Very few people have the courage not only to be a first-time caller, but to perform.
Exactly.
And do a good job at it.
I think we should invite Jebra.
Please clap.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now give yourself a Corona.
Ron, I don't know where you've been hiding, but call again, okay?
Yes, please.
All right, coming up, it's nothing more than a Super Bowl stunt. Planters announcing the other day that Mr. Peanut was dead at the age of 104. Something tells me they're going to have a thing during the Super Bowl. Oh, in the third quarter, maybe. But we have it put to song, and we're going to play that for you right after Rich's forecast in your local news, just 2 minutes away.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
LSSQ with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police have identified yesterday's shooting victim. Authorities say they found 34-year-old Roosevelt Rankins in his car in the 2300 block of Stella Street yesterday. Police believe the shooting happened in the 2100 block, but the victim drove off before crashing. He died at the scene. No arrests have been made. An MPS school bus was involved in a wreck this morning in Pike Road. Pike Road officials have cleaned up the scene at the corner of Pike Road and Finn Road. We've learned that one student was injured in that crash, but is expected to be okay. A captain with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the boy bumped his head and has been released to his guardians. Alabama's unemployment rate stays at a record low of 2.7%, well below the unemployment level from a year ago. The latest release represents about 2.2 million people with jobs and over 61,000 people without work. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a little break in between storm systems just in time for the weekend. Tonight, partly cloudy, dry, chilly, overnight low temperature in the mid-30s. Tomorrow is a dry day, good bit of sunshine. I think we'll be in the mid-50s Saturday and mid-50s on Sunday. There's a small chance we might see a shower Sunday afternoon, but a better chance of scattered showers Sunday night as a little disturbance brushes by the Gulf Coast. Then a warmer day Monday. Monday's high up around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's Mr. Peanut and his story. I said Peanut.
Just yesterday morning, I found out Mr. Peanut fell off a giant cliff to his mortal doom. He dropped off a tree branch and he broke his shell butt. We just saw the bitter end of a sweet lagoon. I've had salted, I've had plain. I've had planter's bags that I thought would never end. he sacrificed himself for all of his friends. But I always thought that I'd see him again. Mr. Peanut, one more time again. Won't see his top hat or his black cane and monocle now. Mr. Peanut, salt and plain now.
So, there's your big drama with Mr. Peanut.
Well, did you see the commercial how he died, Greg?
Oh, no.
I think I saw it last night, and the peanut mobile he was driving, he got distracted and went off a cliff. And he had two other people in there with him, actual people. I can't think of who they were, but I think they're both kind of movie stars.
Yeah, right. I did see a write-up on the thing.
It's kind of anticlimactic.
That'd be great if he was driving past the Oscar Mayer Wiener mobile.
Ooh, now that'd be cool.
Yeah.
A little something different, you know?
Or if he was stalked by an anti-nut person.
Let's get nuts!
Now that's a good idea. That would have been a good commercial.
Let's get nuts!
Right, you had a group of anti-peanut people chasing down Mr. Peanut.
Because he ran into a big thing where everybody's allergic to peanuts, and he took them all out. And they're like, get him!
I think that's a good idea, Greg. We need to get on that. We could make some money.
Yeah, we're always looking for that next big thing, right?
You bet.
18 minutes after 5 o'clock. Why does it seem like time is suddenly standing still here? Before I forget, Rosie, I took one piece of your cornbread.
All corners.
Only one?
Two.
That's a good thought you brought up here. C-S. We should have all, you know how you have the brownie pan now that has all corners, all edges, and it's nice and crispy?
Yes.
They should do that with cornbread, because the crispy edges of cornbread are some of the
really
best
good
parts. Yeah.
Well,
that's why I wanted to bring it in hot.
I was planning on taking a piece home.
Well, you can.
And I did. Well, while I was putting out the aluminum foil, this is what I'm doing, hard-hitting news coverage. We're in the middle of a break, wrapping up a piece of homemade cornbread. A little piece had fallen off, so I decided to taste it. So I said, well, you know who else would like some of this? So I'll share this with Mrs. Ritterbubble.
Russ, I'm sending you some home.
And what you
it's
don't...
It's already in the passenger seat of my car. I might leave my wallet here and my phone.
The cornbread.
The cornbread.
Cornbread's going.
Priorities, baby.
Yep. If you leave the food, I will take it. Okay?
It's what really matters.
I'm a single guy, and a cornbread...
I'll even let you take the pot of soup if you really want it.
Oh, yeah, dude. I like food.
And just bring the saucepan back when you're done.
Totally.
That lid stays nice and shut. Just try not to take corners too
I'll
fast.
Give it back so you can do it again. Fill it back up.
Make sure you clean it, Seth.
I will. Man, come on. How else am I going to get more food again?
I'm proud of you because you are living the way I did when I was rebuilding my career and I was making a good living, but just to make sure I had every dollar available to, cover Janelle's needs. And that included when she was in equestrian. Now, that may not sound like a necessity, but what she learned in terms of responsibility with that horse over a 10-year period, mm-hmm, and competing and learning to win and lose, no regrets whatsoever. Is it an expensive? Yes. But one of the greatest mornings of my whole life was on a Saturday, and this was before I even had my car. I had to take the bus out and then walk like half a mile to the place where the competitions used to take place. And it was a beautiful, cool morning. And at the end of the competition, you know, they go over hurdles. They do all these things with their horse. When she was announced as the grand champion, I was looking right at her when that came over the loudspeaker. And when she turned, the look on her face, I've got pictures from that day. And the smiles required no effort whatsoever. But
you'll never forget
as
that.
As a dad, yeah. So... I'm proud of you. You are doing it the right way.
Thank you. And you are helping a lot. I mean,
look, when I worked at the Fountain Diner when I was looking for the bigger matzo balls.
I worked at Mickey D's, man.
at the when I would clear my tables, if somebody, I remember one time, the early bird special was meatloaf, and these five little old ladies, none of them could have weighed 100 pounds, all came in and ordered the meatloaf.
You got the meatloaf, Shani?
They ate like canaries. They ate too much challah bread. And they wanted to save room for the free rice pudding at the end. So, but do any of you ladies want a box for this? And they said, no, we'd like to wrestle because it's not as bloody.
dead joke.
They may have been old, but they weren't dead. Anyway, so I went back and circumcised every meatloaf and took all this, these big whole sections home, and that's what I ate for the next day and a half.
Yeah.
Didn't have to pay for it. There was no rule in the restaurant not to do that. But that was money I could spend towards things she really needed. So you're that's doing good. That, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you, man, very much. It means a lot.
Tim.
Hey, everybody. How are y'all this afternoon?
Good. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Great. Great. Hey, Greg, I haven't heard any Mitch Hedberg in a while. Could I request you to play the Pringles potato chip bit?
Sure.
Thank you.
It's coming up right at the end of this next break.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. And we still have time, by the way, to get a request or two in. As long as we're going to talk Pringles, we may as well get an update on the search for the Dufresnes, too, don't you think?
Of course.
Have you heard from the Dufresnes lately? I haven't heard from them.
I have not heard a
word. Heard they were missing.
Mm-hmm.
The folks at Montgomery Paint and Body, by that I mean not just the incredibly talented team there, but Donnie and Brandon Turner, who I consider to be really good friends, solid people. When you know Donnie Turner, you know this is a man whose business ethics is based on his what's important to him as a human being. He is like Rosie in the sense that I would never, nothing would knock me over more than if Rosie had did something that wasn't by the book.
Right. Oh, yeah, you know I got you there.
Because in that business, in the body business, going back 35 years ago when they first opened, there were people that would, the insurance adjuster would write a check, but there were body shops that would take that money and skip a couple of steps in the repair process, because who's going to know? But with Donnie and Brandon, we'll know.
Yeah.
And that's why they played it straight from day one and literally compelled the entire local business to change to the point where they are now the gold standard. They're the ones that one of America's largest insurance companies came and videotaped their processes from beginning to end so they could show others, this is what we expect from you, this kind of effort, this kind of attention to detail. And they've been doing that now for 3.5 decades, and I hope another 3.5, because it's the place. When you get your car back from them, they know what you've been through. It's not fun. It's a lot of hassle, a lot of inconvenience. So when your car is finally ready to be represented to you, they want your jaw to drop, your eyes to open up like Adam Schiff with amazement. There's got to be a better metaphor than that.
Please. No, that's really good.
In a natural way, because
yes.
Your car looks so incredibly good again. Nobody wants you to be in a wreck. They don't. We don't. But accidents happen when it does. When it comes to that step in the process, bring your car to MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27 Wreck with a W. Now, let's drum up some business.
Good afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We're still showing that accident East South Boulevard and Troy Highway, and we're still showing a backup on the maps. Hopefully, they're about to get that one cleaned up or are cleaning it up at this point. Use caution as you head through that intersection. Around the city, we've got moderate to heavy traffic. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Very busy, but no issues at the interchange right now. Please buckle up and drive carefully and be safe out there this afternoon. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the cold. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop where it's warm inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to infinity and beyond.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I think Pringle's initial intention was to make tennis balls. But on the day that the rubber was supposed to show up, a big truckload of potatoes arrived. And Pringle said, "What the hell? Cut them up." I think a rotisserie is like a really morbid Ferris wheel for chickens. It's a very scary piece of machinery. We will take the chicken, impale it, and then rotate it. And I'll be damned if I'm not hungry. Because spinning chicken carcasses make my mouth water. You go to the grocery store and you stand in front of the lunch meat section for too long, you start to get pissed off at turkeys. You see like turkey ham, turkey pastrami, turkey bologna. Someone needs to tell the turkeys, man, just be yourself. You only go to a restaurant on the weekends, it gets busy, so they got to start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say like, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say the name again. Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name. Bush, party of three. Yeah, but what happened to the Dufresnes? No one seems to care. Who can eat at a time like this? People are missing. You people are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's trunk right now with duct tape over their mouth. And they're hungry. That's a triple whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresnes. Thank you.
As far as you know, the Dufresnes have never turned up anymore.
No, they're still missing.
5:30. I want to play this clip, I think.
Okay.
This should have that moment. Because Elizabeth Warren is out there pandering to anybody whose vote is buyable. Either through student loan forgiveness, mm-hmm. reparations.
Right, whatever's free.
Yeah. Totally ready to spend your money mm-hmm. to buy somebody else's vote. And she got confronted because she's out there preaching student loan forgiveness. Count me among those and my daughter's mother and stepdad who made sure she graduated without mm-hmm. a student loan hanging over her head.
Good for you.
And other parents who sacrifice and do whatever they have to do to get that, especially when, you know, your daughter finds something she loves doing. And I can, you know, she got the dream gig, and I could just imagine what her life would be like right now if she was paying $500 or $600 a month back on a student loan.
Oh, yeah.
She would not be a homeowner right now.
I was going to say that house right there.
No way.
Yeah.
Especially down there where real estate prices are just... I had to look in and see what it would cost to move our place down there so I could resell it for like $1 million.
Yes, that's exactly right.
It's that crazy. Anyway, this is from, I don't trust the Daily Beast, but it's the one legal.
It is what it
Senator
is.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is facing controversy again. A taxpaying father says her student forgiveness plan is unfair because he worked hard and saved to help his daughter pay off her loans. Check out the senator's response.
For Americans who are in that father's position, who felt they did the right thing and you're bailing out those who didn't, what's your response?
Look, we build a future going forward by making it better. By that same logic, what would we have done? Not started Social Security because we...
Do you understand what you just heard there? This is such bullcrap. She spent 2 seconds answering the question, and now it's all about what if we hadn't started Social Security? What if you had stopped robbing the Social Security fund and let it grow at minimal interest? We would all be looking forward to very wealthy pensions.
What about the fact she, why don't she pay back the student grants that she was given as a lying individual?
Right.
She doesn't want to acknowledge that. At least be decent enough to give the money back.
That would be nice. Somebody, I hope, will ask. And the idea of having to listen to this woman as president for a day, much less 4 years.
Thank you.
All right, brace yourselves. Here's a few more seconds.
Didn't start it last week for you or last month for you?
Thank you. That's all I hear.
It's like nothing. I mean, how are we going to pay for this? Now, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I think Trump has some kind of a plan to address this issue.
Yeah.
And we're not going to hear about it until closer to the election. In fact, probably very close. I don't think he's going to have any trouble beating anybody that's in his field.
No.
Half of them have to hope they'll live to even see the election. They're so damn old. Bernie, the old commie. I mean, come on. You really think Bernie's going to, when he's promising to take half your money?
No, I think Hillary's going to try to make the, she's going to be the dark horse. She's going to try to come back at the convention.
She's the dark horse's ass.
Good one, Greg.
Glad she's still got that sense of humor. Remember that? When she barked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Us deplorables. And we wear that mantle with great pride.
Yes, we do.
John Lee paints on Coliseum Boulevard. The sign outside that says, failure is not a blowout, it comes...
Yeah, it's usually not a blowout, it comes as a slow leak.
Yeah. I love that.
That's so deep, man.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And they use that sign to make you think. Those signs, by the way, I know for a fact, I know many businesses that have them, they're not cheap.
No, but they've been doing that. I'm 50 years old. I remember that when they were in Highland Gardens, they had that sign, and they did that forever.
Three and a half decades now. John Lee Paints. We're here to tell you the products they have are the very best. Whether you are a do-it-yourselfer or you're hiring a professional, and if you don't know a professional, John Lee Paints can connect you with somebody because that's where professionals go to get their paint. Why? Because when they know how to size up a job, they know exactly, almost to the minute, how long it should take to paint 2 or 3 rooms in a hallway, and they quote a price to the customer, and they want to live by that quote. But they got to be able to keep it and to deliver in the time that they have set aside. They need a paint they know is going to cover. And that's why cheap paint gets you a cheap result. Yep. Anybody that's painted a wall 2 or 3 times to get it to cover knows that feeling. It's very frustrating. You wait for the paint to dry, kind of excited that it looks really good, but then as it dries,
disappears.
Yeah, you're seeing old paint on the other side.
I got a pun.
Richard's paint is the paint that you want to get for the interior and for exterior painting. John Lee this past year launched their own brand called Solarproof, and Solarproof has a low viscosity. What does that mean? That means it doesn't allow air in to develop mildew. That's always a problem with outside paint. So if it gets dirty, you just hose it off. If it's mildew, you got a real problem.
Yes, you do.
You're probably going to have to sand it and repaint it.
Break out the bleach, the whole 9 yards.
So get the best products for your project and make sure that you go over the checklist so you have everything you need. If you have questions, what's the texture like? What kind of roller should I use? What kind of brush? Those all make a difference in the outcome. At John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. It is 5:36.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Still very busy on the East South Boulevard. We had an accident earlier, East South Boulevard and Troy Highway. Hoping that that one is out of the way. Use caution there just in case. We are still very busy on the Eastern Boulevard, both sides of I-85, Northeast Boulevard, Atlanta Highway from Federal Drive out to Taylor. Taylor Road is busy and I-85 has moderate to heavy traffic on it through downtown Montgomery. A very busy Friday afternoon, but it is the weekend, so buckle up and drive carefully on your ride home, all right? Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. An MPS school bus was involved in a wreck this morning in Pike Road. Pike Road officials have cleaned up the scene at the corner of Pike Road and Finn Road. We've learned that one student was injured in that crash, but is expected to be okay. A captain with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the boy bumped his head and has been released to his guardians. Montgomery police have identified yesterday's shooting victim. Authorities say they found 34-year-old Roosevelt Rankins in his car in the 2300 block of Stella Street yesterday. Police believe the shooting happened in the 2100 block, but the victim drove off before crashing. He died at the scene. No arrests have been made. Alabama's unemployment rate stays at a record low of 2.7%, well below the unemployment level from a year ago. The latest release represents about 2.2 million people with jobs and over 61,000 people without work. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a little break in between storm systems just in time for the weekend. Tonight, partly cloudy, dry, chilly, overnight low temperature in the mid-30s. Tomorrow is a dry day, good bit of sunshine. I think we'll be in the mid-50s Saturday and mid-50s on Sunday. There's a small chance we might see a shower Sunday afternoon, but a better chance of scattered showers Sunday night as a little disturbance brushes by the Gulf Coast. Then a warmer day Monday. Monday's high up around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, Monday requested this. It's kind of out of date because half of these women have already sued Fox and gotten their son.
Well, I used to be a Democrat, liberal, no doubt. I didn't think conservatives knew what life's about. Then I started leaving the Fox News Channel on. If that's the face of the right, I'll tell the left so long. Oh, I want a girl like the girls on Fox News. Everyone is beautiful, anyone you choose. Whoever does the hiring knows how to light my fuse. I want a girl like the girls on Fox News. There's Gretchen, Megan, and Martha, Harris, and Patty Ann. Janice, Jenna, and Julie, Maria, Anna, and Allison. Dana, Ainsley, Andrea, Uma, Shannon, Molly, and Heather.
Hey, is there even a Heather?
Yeah.
There's two.
Yeah, two.
There's two Mollys, too?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, they make the bad news on TV look a whole lot better. Now, please don't call me shallow, a pervert, or insane. Because who the heck does not love brains? I bet you that Bill Clinton, when Hillary walks in, quickly switches back from Fox to MSBNN. Bet Bill wants a girl like the girls on Fox News. Everyone is beautiful, anyone you choose. Whoever does the hiring knows how to light my fuse. I want a girl like the girls on Fox News. Ducey, Kilmeade, and Bowling, Brad, Shep, and Sean, and all them other hairy-legged Geraldos you put on. I ask you all one question, who would you rather watch? Cavuto or Courtney Friel interview Ed Koch? Cause honey sure beats vinegar to wash down the news we need. No one else comes close, well, except for maybe Rob and me. They got your blondes and brunettes, even redheads too, which proves that they're the only ones with fair and balanced news. Oh, I want a girl like the girls on Fox News. I'd settle for an hour there in Billy Hemmer's shoes. Can't help if other network girls' egos get bruised.
She never makes my red state blue. And if my wife would. It is 5:44 on News Talk 93.1 FM. This is a true story.
All right.
I did work in television in Florida for ABC.
Okay.
And I got some insights on what really goes on when they evaluate. Now, first of all, nobody watches. Well, maybe some, but nobody watches Rachel Maddow because she's good looking.
Thank you.
But this criterion may be a little bit old, and nobody would ever admit it. But in studies, in behind-the-scenes research projects, the way men react to a news anchor has everything to do with a certain fantasy they have. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe
I can see that.
If you're ever down in South Florida, make it a point. It'll annoy the crap out of you, but make it a point to watch the local newscasts in the morning. They have these weather girls that look like they probably get carted when they go out at night.
Wow.
They wear these cocktail dresses.
Ah, yes. Yes, yes.
On the morning news show, and it looks like they just threw it on before they managed to get to the station in time to do the weather.
Oh,
and instead of using a pointer,
they've got built-in ones.
Yeah, I am. Look, it sounds horribly sexist, but it is true. And that's done by design. Because at the end of it, so what did she just say? I don't know.
But it sure looked good.
I've seen some weather girls like that across the world where they do. They just put a pretty girl there. Oh, and there's some that do
that. Canada.
In some of the South American countries, I mean, they're literally...
Hey.
Canada's got
June
naked
is
news.
Busting out all over.
Yeah.
I prefer Rich Thomas.
Me too.
Well, I mean...
And Ryan Stennett.
I love me some Rich Thomas.
Adorable.
Yes.
I don't know if I should have just professed my love to him on the radio, but...
They love you, Rich.
Awesome. Everybody loves Rich. How can you not?
Yeah.
He's an icon. Joey's a sex symbol, and you are the man.
Don't tell me I look good. Please don't tell me I look good.
You don't look good. You look great.
Oh, jeez.
Nice color to you. Not even pale.
Rich is coming over to my house this weekend to help me set up my Roku.
Oh, cool.
Yay.
Awesome.
Is Rich your IT guy?
Well, he knows that he could give me the Roku.
Uh-huh.
And 6 months later, it would be sitting on the table by the TV.
Kind of like Jay's weather station.
It only took a year.
I had a Fire Stick. I was in a box for a year.
A Fire Stick?
Yeah. Amazon Fire Stick.
Amazon Fire Stick, man.
What does that do?
Similar to Roku.
Fancy Roku,
but you can jailbreak it and watch movies that are in the theaters now.
You don't have to jailbreak it. You just need the right app.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very common.
Well, other than I just saw the one movie that's in the theaters now that I wanted to see.
Oh, how was that? Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
1917 is amazing. It's not only an amazing story, you don't have to be a film school student or graduate to appreciate the movie-making effort that went into that. It's stunning.
Cool.
548, Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. But if you want good, solid representation, call them at 819-4810 and arrange a consultation. That's a very important step in the process because you got to know where you stand. You got to know what's at risk. And sometimes that's the reality check that people need to give a marriage a second chance. But in any event, you need an advocate so you don't have to worry about who's looking out for your best interest. You're going to need to focus on moving forward. And all these little changes, they may seem like stuff you would just brush off. Maybe a few people can. But routines change, routes to work, things like that. Your whole life becomes different if a marriage ends. And it's a lot more... It can be a lot more overwhelming than you might think. In any event, when they're here in the studio with us and we get a question from a listener about something relative to child care, custody, alimony, things, you know, what can I do? Who can I call? They have ready answers. They've never once looked up something in a law. It's there.
I'll get back to you?
Never.
That's great.
And that's what you want. And... You also want people that have some compassion, and they're very much that themselves. So Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law, their web address is divorceformenalabama.com. Again, the number for the consult is 819-4810. Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Here's your latest update. Mostly moderate traffic all the way around the city on the boulevards right now. Most congested place, Atlanta Highway on the Northeast Boulevard all the way over past Ware's Ferry. Got a lot of congestion on the Atlanta Highway, especially from the East Boulevard out to Taylor Road. I-65 and 85 very busy through downtown Montgomery. The interchange is really jumping, but we have no issues there. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated on the ride home. Bring your tax refund to Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on their lot. That's Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All right, 3 minutes left in the show. We have three callers. Everybody gets a minute. And we start with Eric, who was the first in. Eric.
Hola.
Hola. Si.
Hey, I just, in lieu of this political season, I wanted to request fill up my mouth with farts.
If I try really hard, I might be able to get that on. If not,
I tried to call
before the show is over next time.
Well, Greg, I got this thing called a job, and they're kind of stringent about some of those things.
I'll
do my best. Greg, I'll do my best to dig out my inner whatever that is that does that.
All right.
And I'll make it happen.
I'll do my best to try and get it.
If it doesn't happen today, no worries. I'll call back Monday during normal business hours.
Before 6?
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
William B.
Hey, I didn't realize what time it was before I called. I know you don't have time for a request, so I'll just say hello, everybody, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Give our love to Faith and Hope.
I will do it, man. I'm ready to move up the slap out for the summer, man. What about y'all?
Come on up. Come on up, man.
Well, yeah, I gotta see if I got a spot up there this summer.
I got one for you in Titus. You can always come over to Titus side.
Oh, you got full hookups in your backyard?
I got a garden hose.
Okay, yeah.
We have a pool party in my house.
I'm out of time, man. Oh, I'm sorry.
I see you, William B.
All right.
And the clock is running on.
Hey, let me tell y'all, if y'all looking or thinking about somewhere to go eat and you got football player, any man, the pizza place is the most warm feeling. I ain't had a chance to talk about it. I really wanted to wait till Friday, but that, when you walk in there, you really feel at home. It don't matter if you got a little dust on your boots. You know what I mean? And my man, back in the old days, the pizza was out. You know what I mean? You get what you want. This man, any kind of pizza. That's the craziest part. But, man, y'all go check out that man pizza place. I ain't never missed nothing.
So it was good?
It was good.
Always
good. Yeah, we'll see y'all.
Bye, Reynolds.
Man.
We got it all in. How about that?
How about that?
He's a great salesman.
Oh, he is. And he's absolutely right.
Yeah, he is.
Reynolds is absolutely 100%. Right. Pete, I said, shut the clock off. We're done. Yeah, if you haven't tried it, it's look it up on Facebook, The Pizza Place Montgomery. And they're at Harrison and Perry Hill, open right now. And they do amazing pizza, calzones, subs, and a whole lot more.
Dessert pizzas.
556, one other amazing business we want to thank this afternoon, your CBD store. People are finally starting to see, and I've been using a topical cream. They have them for pain, but they also have them to make your skin healthier. And this stuff works. It really does.
I can tell.
If your skin seems a little dry, or just from the winter, you know, the colder weather and stuff, this has a replenishing quality that's unlike anything else. But CBD products can help with pain, they can help with anxiety, and they can help your pets. If you got a critter that's got separation anxiety, seems to have trouble sleeping, or can't stay calm. Yeah, we love our pets. Sometimes they can make you a little bit crazy.
Hey, I went out there, me and Susanna did, for Roxy, and she's an 80-pound spaz, and that when we leave, she does have separation anxiety, and the little gel that they gave us to put on her treat works like a charm, man.
What you need to do, they're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Your CBD store carries the SunMed product line that is top-notch. They're at 8852 Mini Brown Road, so what you do is get to Chantilly Parkway, go south at the Bojangles, make your first immediate left and your first right. They're across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs, and they have free daily samples there. Ask about CBD products from your CBD store and the SunMed product line for yourself, your family, and your pets, because they really, really do work. And we are going to have time for Fill Up My Mouth With Farts. Only if we say goodbye first.
See you later.
Rosie, thank you for the cornbread.
You're welcome.
Eddie.
Thank you for the soup.
322-0662 for Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group. If you're looking to sell or buy.
Buy, sell, trade, call me.
This man is a perpetual motion machine, and Seth Spotlow, you're a good dad, damn it.
Thank you, man. 322-0662.
Thank you, buddy.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip, a mouth with farts, and I approve this message.